fighting for America.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why are you guys already today?
Mexico is very culpable in this.
They need to take all these children and put them right down the Mexico border.
It's not about race. It's about resources.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Bureau of Land Management agreed with a Nevada sheriff that rancher Cliven Bundy must be held accountable for his role in an April standoff.
And it's getting ridiculous.
Fighting for you.
I just took exception to your statement about soccer being a socialistic sport. Have you heard of the Olympics?
She's absolutely right.
That's enough out of you. Please cut his mic.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up, we'll speak with Dave Petzo, News About Your Money. I cannot thank the promoters and supporters of the Treasure Valley God and Country Festival, the 48th annual in Nampa at the Ford Idaho Center. Just an incredible event. It's funny because I've wanted to be a part of that event for almost 5 years, and it was just wonderful. Being a part of that event with David Ferdinand, with all the elected officials, with Dee Sartin from Channel 7, did such a great job. And I just kind of marveled at watching Dee Sartin, because everybody would come up to her and speak, and just like she is on the air, very inquisitive, very social, very informed about the issues. And I'm sitting there sweating, and you could see a picture of Dee Sartin and myself on the website, 580kido.com. I'm sitting there sweating, trying to try and compose myself, going, gee, I wish I would have brought a towel. And there Dee is talking to just about everyone. And we've got a video that we'd love to share with you. We've got it on one of our Facebook sites. We'll get it up on the others. We've tweeted it out. It's only 2 minutes. And our wonderful friend Nagme Dabadini is there. And she gives us an interview and talks about God, faith, and family. And it was nice to talk with Nagme in person and to get her thoughts on America and faith. And there were a lot of people that were there that I didn't know, and the heat was hot. There you go. There's something redundant. It was stifling, but the music was inspirational. And for me, this is the first time I've really been at an event. I've been to, you know, as we know, we've all been to tons of political events. Oh, I see Dave Petzo driving in. Oh, good. Come on, Dave. Time to go. You know, I've been to ton of these events, but it was the first time that I've been to a Christian event where you could speak openly about God and country and everything else. And I remember a time in America where we could speak about God and country and not be embarrassed about it. And not be embarrassed to say, this is our country. We love America. So coming up this hour, we will talk with Dave Petzo from the Petzo Center. We'll take your calls. Apparently Tom Munns is ready to go. He's already geared up to grill Dave Petzo. And we might find that enjoying some entertaining aspects of the program. Then we'll take a look at some of the national issues. How about this Donald Sterling issue? Now, many of us have been married. Many of us have been married several times. Many of us have been married to the same person for many, many years, and congratulations. On the other hand, what would happen if your spouse declared you a wackadoodle? Now, I know you're saying, Kevin, all we do is, you know, everybody in society talks about sports, but this is really not a sports story where you have a $2 billion sale of the Los Angeles Clippers up and at them. And it depends on whether or not your husband's a nut. He says he isn't. The doctors say he isn't. His wife says that he is. And we're talking $2 billion for the Los Angeles Clippers. So we'll talk a little bit about that with our Fox News reporters. And getting back to the fireworks thing, the thing that gets me about fireworks is, okay, we have Star, we have Meridian, we have Boise, we have all these places. By the way, God and Country, awesome fireworks display. And yet I'm sitting here thinking to myself, then, you know, why do we have the communities do it if everybody in the neighborhood does it? You know, Bill down the street, Phil down the street. I don't want Phil and Bill keeping me up all night. I want some sanity. So We'll have a little tongue-in-cheek talk about that. Well, Dave Petzo's joining us here at 580KIDO.
Of course. It's Monday.
I saw you pull in. Did you hear me?
No.
No, you weren't listening. You weren't listening to the program.
I wasn't.
You weren't listening to this program.
No,
Dave
I was
Petzo,
listening to the, no, it was the news. The news was
no,
on.
No,
and
no,
got stuck
no.
Up.
No, you weren't. I go, there goes Petzo right there.
I didn't.
I can't believe this. First, Phil Hardy.
I was caught up in a story, you know.
First, Phil Hardy admits to he's listening to sports radio on his way in here, and now my great friend, Dave Petzo.
I am ashamed.
You know.
But you know, I come from Channel 7. Okay, I have an excuse.
Oh,
okay,
here comes the big
so
time.
Here, you know, so it's like right at 7 o'clock. It's either more news or I can pop it over and
pop it
see
over
what the
what?
Market on CNBC or Bloomberg and see what the market's doing.
Now wait
and
a minute, that's not on local radio.
No, it's not.
So here you are.
And you know what? I would not have Sirius Radio except my wife got it with the car. What can I do?
I'm with
it
you.
It came with it.
Well, Dave Petzo, this is how we show our affection to you. We give you a hard time. So we have your headphones ready for
totally,
you.
And I totally deserve it, though.
We have the headphones for you because we have some. This is going to be Grill Dave Petzo Day today.
Oh, boy. Really?
See, this is what happens when you take a little time off.
Apparently. They're lined up. Huh?
Well, one of them is. That's lined up for us here.
Okay. Well, I like it.
Anyway, good to have you with us here. Dave Petzo, our great friend. We go to Tom Munz, TomMunz.com, who posted something on Facebook and said, Kevin, why don't you ask Dave Petzo this? I said, why don't you ask him yourself? So, good morning, Tom Munz.
Good morning. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good, Tom. Good.
You know, it's about time. I'm kind of feisty this morning, and I had to grill you about this, man, and it's driving me crazy.
All right.
And I just beat my head about this thing forever. And you know, you talk about money, and I just think it's time to talk about constitutional money again, where it is, what the constitutional provisions allow for, and why we're not there, and why nobody in the financial industry is making themselves back to it. Now, the only thing that I can think of is the fact that because of the fact that we have this inflationary.
Now, hold on for a minute here, Tom. Hold on. Now, yeah, you're watching TV as Tom's talking.
I wasn't. I was not. I'm listening to Tom. I was looking to see what the market was. I'm totally focused. I got it.
Oh, man. You know,
because, wait a minute, because, Tom, hold on. With all due respect, I was listening, and you lost me after, like, the second sentence, so.
Well, I'm just, you know, we continue to, you know, we have, here's the crux of my deal, okay? We celebrate the 4th of July that nobody understands what it is. We celebrate God and country on one hand and completely desecrate his word and our freedom on the other. And then we go ahead and we talk about money. And this is no disrespect to Dave because I love him. But, you know, we've got to – if we continue to not talk about what our founding principles are, including constitutional money, if there was ever any chance of getting there, we're never going to get there if we don't talk about it. I want to know why the financial industry isn't – obviously, the banks aren't going to do it, but why the
now,
local...
Now, this is quite a run-up to the question here, Tom.
Come on, man. Let's get back to our principles. I mean, we know what they are.
Well, wait a minute. Let me go back to the Facebook post here, which was like a sentence. Let's see. Ask Petzo about the difference between real and the federal money. Isn't that what it was?
The constitutional money.
All right. What's the difference between real and the constitutional money?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean, Tom. I don't know
now,
what
Tom's
you mean about
explained it quite a bit already.
Well, maybe you could help me then. Then you tell me.
Did I throw up on you again this morning?
Pardon me?
Did I throw up on you again this
you
morning?
You mean verbally?
No, you're fine.
I apologize.
I don't know, Tom. It's pretty close.
No, look, here's the only thing I can tell you as far as that goes. I know people want the gold standard and things like that. If that's is that what you're referring to, Tom? So I don't know what you mean about constitutional.
Tom's not a big fan of the Fed.
It's more about the rule of law and the government's and the people's understanding to keep the government limited to those enumerated powers.
Now, wait a minute. What does that have to do with money?
Well, it's got everything to do with money. If they can control our money, they can control us. And they've already deviated.
Well, they do control us, and Dave Petzo's the guy behind it.
That's a puppet master, yeah.
He's not a banker, though.
Oh.
I'm disguised.
I guess the role of the Fed is what he wants to talk
about. I think so, yeah. And I think that look, I understand what you're saying as far as them potentially overstepping their bounds, maybe not being as independent and things like that. If that's what you're referring to, there certainly is a lot of discussion both on Wall Street as well as from constitutionalists such as yourself that are very, very concerned that the Fed has overstepped their bounds, that they're not going to be able to pull the punch bowl back, that printing money is putting us in a position where we think it's safe, it's okay to spend $1 trillion or two or ten too much, and it really won't come back to bite us. If that's what you're referring to, there's an awful lot of dialogue every single day, and it's not just going to be out there on some blog sphere or whatever. And they're not a bunch of nuts either. So there's very real considerations there. I don't know if you're referring to it from a standpoint of discussing it, but if I've hit on it. But one of the things that I think is very important, and I know you, and you've actually indicated this in the past. What we have to be careful of, I think, is getting caught up in what is precisely right and missing opportunities, because what we have is we don't have a phony market. This is a real market at 17,000.
Now, wait a minute. How can we say we don't have a phony market when we're printing money to keep us afloat?
Everything's phony.
Yeah, Tom.
Then it's all phony, right?
I mean, the Matrix.
There isn't anything real, but it doesn't make any difference. Why is it that it's bad to be in the stock market, or we're all waiting for it to crash, but it's okay to buy gold or build a bunker and not live life forward? It's not okay.
Then it's okay to break the law, then, because there are two different things. Tells me I can't speed on the freeway, and I go ahead and speed on the freeway. It's like, well, it's not really that big of a deal.
Tom, it's two different things. Fight the good fight, but don't let it stop you from investing and moving forward. And optimistically, it's an abundant world. It always has been. And we have to keep our eyes focused past Obama, past whatever's going on that you don't agree with at the time. And I don't either. And you fight the good fight doesn't mean we stop. You don't stop investing.
If we don't get out of the fake money, I mean, our reliance on the fake money is what's killing us, man, I think.
Well,
hey, thanks. Have a great day, you guys.
You have a good day.
580 KIDO, Dave Petzl with us. Very optimistic today.
Dow's at 17,000, pal.
What does that mean?
That means everybody's making money. Oh, yeah, not everybody, because the people that aren't actually in the market, because they doubt it.
Which would be
80%. They doubted it for thousands of points.
80% of the country is not in the market.
No, over half the they are in their 401ks.
Right, but not active investors.
Not as much. No, and they don't have to be.
They have to be because, you know, you go to work and they make you.
Make you. They hold a gun to you. It's a new federal law. Obama passed it.
Well, but back to the issue here, Dave Petzl here at 580KIDO. What happens when the Fed stops printing money to the markets?
They have been slowing down printing money, and the market is up another 40% since they announced tapering.
Right. I'm not talking tapering. I'm talking done.
We're getting more than halfway done.
Sure. But what happens, I mean, you've always lectured us here at 580KIDO, and thankfully about being fiscally responsible.
You can't print your own money.
But the government can.
The government can.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about this, every other week.
Yeah.
What happens, though, won't there be consequences when we look at this money and we try and figure out, I'm not going to be negative here, about how to pay it back?
As we know, it won't be paid back.
Will the Chinese all of a sudden take California?
No.
As collateral?
No. And it's not in their interest to default, and they're going to keep paying.
Washington,
just
maybe?
Like the Japanese did, and we were all worried when the Japanese were buying. Remember 25 years ago? You don't. You're such a baby.
I do remember that.
Yeah, in the history
books.
And
they bought the Empire. No, they. I was.
And they bought. That's
they
right.
They bought the Empire State Building and everything. I totally remember that stuff.
That's right. And then we bought it back from them for about a third of what they paid for it.
All right, he's fired up and ready to go after our sneak attack on him. More of Dave Petzl coming.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Losing up all night.
Kevin Miller in the morning. Welcome back to work. Dave Petzl with us. All right, Dave Petzl, let's take a look at, does anything really happen in the summer? Should we be worried about a meltdown since times are good for those that are in the markets?
I don't think there's anything to be worried about, except that life rolls on and then something happens. You know, you never know. It's at these calm times that something can come out of nowhere. It always is, and it always can be. But what is interesting to me is how much Wall Street tries to make something out of nothing. The fact that the market isn't volatile is positive. The fact that we're pausing here as in, and then we go up a little bit and then we move sideways, and everybody's saying, oh, you know, the market is too lackadaisical. Well, you know what? You pointed out earlier, you know, I obviously used a little bit of an exaggerated number when you said 80% of the people aren't in the market. But I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that 80% of the people do not believe in this market. They don't think it's real. They think there's something weird about it, and they're afraid of it. And so when we have that kind of negativity, I have no idea what they're talking about being complacent, or, you know, too many people are positive on it or complacent about it. No, they're out of the market. They're out of the market. They're just wishing it would go down because they've missed the entire thing. And so it is a kind of crazy thing that we make up in the news that the market being calm and having low volatility is somehow bad. And it's good. But we are in that period, Kevin. There isn't anything to worry about right now, but that's what always worries us, is something's coming and we don't know what.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580 KIDO. Let me hit you with this. How do you see any historical comparisons to the good times that we saw during the dot-com boom, during the Clinton roar, when we're talking about the markets here? Because they have reached, you know, record heights in some places. I'm trying to think of, you know, the great rallies or the great bull markets, if you will. And I guess You could say during the Bush administration as well. Any historic parallels that you see here?
No,
this one?
No, and that's the thing that people are always looking for, is like, oh, if I could just run enough charts and graphs to kind of look at how this period looks like 2006, or it looks like 2008, or whatever, or 1993, whatever time frame, then they could somehow predict then, therefore, what's going to be happening. And the answer is, right now, it is much more, if you will, a period that all periods look different. But if this is a more quiet period back to the 60s and 70s, when most people weren't paying much attention to the stock market, I would say it's much more like that. And yet business news doesn't let us just not pay attention.
Well, they have to feed the beast.
Correct. And the beast has gotten so big in financial land since the dot-com boom that it is quite a beast now. And so they make a lot of noise, and people think you have to follow all the noise. Kevin, you don't have to follow the noise. Just relax, chill, and let the money grow, because it does do that.
Well, but you take a look not only, though, at financial markets, but, you know, this just out of, what is it, South Korea and others, people are looking at our currency. And we've seen this before. We've had people question whether or not the dollar should continue to be the international monetary standard, if you will. This South Korea, China, to trade in national currencies.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? I mean, and again, we're getting inside baseball here.
Yeah.
At 580 KIDO, but we've had an enormous advantage when it comes to our currency being the international standard.
That's right. We are allowed to be horrible stewards of money. That's what it's allowed us to do. No question that we have become the gold standard in the world, the place to hide money when there's any turmoil, and there's always turmoil of some kind going on. So we're always the place to go to. So is that going to diminish over the years? Absolutely, Kevin. Not because the Russians and the Chinese are going to get together and create a new currency, but over the years, it makes no sense to trade in any one currency. It makes sense to have a global type of trade currency, and I think that will evolve over time. But it's a long ways away. There really isn't any other currency, and so everybody talks about this nonsense. And you know this. We've talked about this before, Kevin, but this is how much people want a conspiracy theory. They will believe anything that's out there as long as it's negative.
You listen to the station from 6 till like 5 in the morning. It's called The Underground, and we harbor those conspiracy theories.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And I worry about those.
Because
folks
that's why I have issues, because of the conspiracy theories.
But you look at this and you see this, because July 1st was supposed to be the day this some kind of magic new law took effect, and then the dollar would collapse. Well, of course, it hasn't collapsed, and the dollars, they took my dollars at the golf course over the weekend. It was weird. They didn't want my rubles.
Now, that's very reassuring.
And they wouldn't take my yuan. And this is what these sites actually pimp. And it's not even you could want this kind of information. It's absolute pornography, because it's not only not true, but it leads everybody away from the truth.
All right, 580KIDO, one more for Dave Petz. So how, in your opinion, are how disingenuous, in your opinion, are the gold ads?
Totally. Totally. It's a total sales snow job. Fear sells. Fear sells. It leads us to inappropriate products. It leads us to inappropriate things. What does gold do? Nothing, Kevin.
You have the gold IRA.
I know.
It holds its value.
Correct. It holds its value against what? What? What does it do? How much does it earn? Can you eat it?
Well,
in the
no.
apocalypse, can I eat my gold? No, actually, you'll die.
I don't know the fiber content in gold.
It's very high, and it will be toxic. Kevin, the point is that it doesn't make any sense. It's all sold on fear, and it's all sold on hyperbole about the coming economic collapses. And so, no, it's sold on fear. The same way that people sell at these annuity seminars, the same thing. It's fear, it's fear, it's fear, it's fear. It's all about fear. Instead of believing in this simple concept, the world is continuing to grow both here and abroad. The great corporations of the world continue to become more and more profitable all the days, all the decades of our life. That's the evidence. That's the evidence of the entire last 200 years. We continue to become more abundant. We continue to solve our medical problems. We continue to have incredible leaps in technology. You go over here, you just pick up your telephone because somebody asks you what the average temperature is in Guatemala, and in seconds you can look that up. You can look up anything. You can have Siri steer you to Mars from here.
Right, but we still have high unemployment.
We have higher unemployment than we did. That's correct. But my point is that still has nothing to do with the great corporations of the world and the growth. We have to worry about the problems, Kevin. I do agree with that, and we need to fight the good fight, the constitutional fight, the fight for the families. All those things are absolutely true and real. But to ignore all of history and to be so caught up in all this fear and all these ridiculous things leads people to make terrible, terrible investments, and I think life decisions too, because living in that kind of depression is no way to live at all.
Dave Petzo, Saturday, 8 to 10.
Amen.
All right. You're listening to 580KIDO.
Lean Idaho, a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
Oh, 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. And yesterday I vowed not to look at email while we're doing the Manly Man segment, and therefore I will not look at the email during the Manly Man segment. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
So here we are, big week coming up next week, the Snake River Stampede. We've got Patriots Night. We've got the Cure Night. We've got Domestic Violence Awareness Night. We've got the Championship Night.
What's the Championship Night?
Well, you know, when they award the winner.
Of?
The rodeo.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought maybe it was something different because there's like the ESPYs or something coming up, isn't there?
I guess that would be Media Night, if you will.
Okay.
So we've got that going on next week. We'll be at the Buckaroo Breakfast. Always excited about that. It's too bad I can't take you with me.
To the Buckaroo Breakfast?
Yes.
I have done the Buckaroo Breakfast many a time.
Right?
Yeah. That and rodeos. There's certain things I've done a lot of and I'm slow to go do. It's like concerts. Not real big into concerts because I've had to do so many concerts.
Right.
So a lot of rodeos, a lot of bull riding. So I've done a lot of that. So, you know, to go do that, it's work.
It is work eating those pancakes.
Yeah. I used to have to cook them. I used to cook them while I went out there.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, no. That's a lot of work. Cooking the pancakes.
Well, you know, we've got that going on, getting ready for the All-Star game. LeBron James trying to figure out where he's going, the crisis on the border. But John Boehner suing President Obama, what do you make of that?
Well, I guess, you know what my gut feel is? You don't see
Since
a lot
you're
of,
talking pancakes.
Well, you don't see a lot of Republicans stepping forward to make statements. You know why? They want it all to fall apart.
They want it all to fall apart.
The Republicans right now want the Democrats and this administration to look as bad as possible.
Right.
So let Obama's policies go. Let it all fall apart. And the 16 elections, they're hoping to scoop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that philosophy, and I don't care if it's the donkeys or the elephants doing it. The good of the country, to me, should be stood for, not to sit back, let it crumble, and we'll pick up the pieces with our party. I hate that philosophy, but I'm afraid that's kind of what's going on.
Right, but I mean, let's face it. The Democrats are just as guilty. Look at during these hearings with the IRS, they're actually defending Lois Lerner. They're defending the IRS. They're obfuscating the proceedings. They're doing everything. They're disrupting. They're not supporting. Say what you want about the Republicans, but let's go back to Richard Nixon. Let's go back to the Republicans saying, for the good of the country, you've got to go. The Democrats didn't do that with Bill Clinton, and they're certainly not doing it with Barack Obama.
No. Nor would they.
Wow.
If they're going to defend their own, you know, that's the world of politics. They're going to defend their own.
Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a pretty big muckety-muck here, aren't you?
No, I am one step below the janitor.
And the janitors would be me?
No. I've actually never seen you empty a garbage can.
I have been a professional cleaner in my life.
I have, too. I think anyone on radio has in their interim jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to my point. So you're a big muckety-muck here, and even if you're not, just for the sake of the argument, go with me on this one.
Okay.
So I'm wondering why we're not at Sun Valley. We got Les Moonves there. We've got... Rupert Murdoch with his kids there, all the big muckety-mucks, that time of year again.
Yep.
All the slappies are at Sun Valley.
Mm-hmm. Big secret meetings that everybody knows about.
Yeah, I guess that's where, you know, the New World Order, the Bilderbergs, everybody gets together.
Is Alex Jones up there?
I was just going to say, I'm surprised Alex Jones isn't up there.
I think he's been there before, but I just don't think right now he is.
So I'm just kind of taking a look at that, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we could be breaking all these big stories.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Gates would like to talk to us about Common Core and all these great things he's doing.
I'm sure. I'm sure that as soon as they came out of the meetings, you'd be the first one they'd talk to.
I'd chase Zuckerberg while he's mountain biking.
Yeah. There's a lot of big deal people that go to that. Every year, and they always talk about the super secret meetings. They're not that super secret. We all know they're going on up there.
Yeah, but I wonder what they really discuss. I mean, you've been to conferences. So, like when you've gone to morning show things, okay, the art of the intro. Okay, what's a great bit? What do they talk about?
Well, yeah. How do you make your slappy nut sound so yuck-yucky?
Right. I mean, what are they, acquisitions, world domination, the China experience? I mean... What type of seminars would they have, and who would attend? I'm going to go to the Les Moonves seminar. Ooh.
I don't know. You know, I mean, if you're Mark Zuckerberg and you're the big Facebook guy, what seminar, I'm sure he doesn't know at all, but I would hope that the people he has hired, you know, kind of has it under control.
That's the theory when you hire people.
You know, he's not speaking. He's just sitting and listening and learning. But I don't even think, and I know this when it's the, you know, like the big morning show or the radio meetings, the meetings themselves, it's like, oh, whatever. It's the networking you do in between the meetings. That's the big deal. That's where you really learn stuff. Nobody goes and shares their best stuff in a meeting because they want to keep it to themselves. But it's that friendship you get, and then the good stuff is shared with those who have, you know, confidence in each other.
I suppose, but radio meetings have to be the worst.
Oh, they're horrible.
Especially in this building.
In this building?
Well, oh, they're horrible at 580 KIDO.
Any radio meeting's bad, Kevin.
But I'm going to talk about our meetings. You know what's, and it's just like going back to school. Because and you've seen me in meetings. You've gone, dude, what's wrong? Can people just listen? You've been in meetings. You and I have been in meetings. And I've seen you have the same experience where it's who can be the yuck-yuck boy or girl the best. And it's like, dude, you talk in a room by yourself and play Justin Bieber. Now, I know that might have some impact on your mental health, but why in the world would you sit there and then all of a sudden, and it can be Waylon Jennings, it can be Celine Dion, it could be anything. And I just sit there, and everybody has to perform and get a laugh, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, turn it off.
Oh, they're natural-born performers, Kev.
But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But it happens everywhere. It happens at the big national meetings. Everybody's got to be a jokester.
So, I mean, do you think that Bill Gates is the jokester or Zuckerberg? That's enough, Zuckerberg.
Enough out of you.
I mean, could you believe that?
Yeah. So, I mean, see, it would be interesting to go to the meetings.
Be interesting if they had it here at the Capitol.
Yeah, they go out of the meeting and, oh, that Mark Zuckerberg, he just won't shut up.
I know. I would love that Bill Gates. Ain't it funny? Man, so the border crisis continues here. I wish we had some good news. So there are 11 states that give the illegals licenses. Now, Arizona has been fighting back, and apparently, well, how does this happen? The feds have now demanded that the state of Arizona provide the illegals driver's licenses. So how do you get insurance then if you're not here legally?
I would guess that they can get insurance. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, in North Carolina, in a destination state, and it was so bad there, it was everybody had given up. I mean, it was hilarious. They were building an addition to the stadium at NC State, and all of a sudden the cops pulled up. I'm not kidding you. Half of the workers ran into the woods, and the cops were just there to perform a safety inspection.
Huh, wonder why they ran into the woods.
And I mean, then you have, and here's the thing at 580KIDO, the border's something that you really can't ignore. The president is going to Texas, but he's going to a fundraiser instead of the border. Now, what's up with that?
I don't know. I guess he doesn't want to be seen photographed with, you know, a disaster going on down there.
Well, they had a congressman and they wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let him into the, yeah.
And here's something, and here we go, Dave Burnett. Here's where it's going to get brutal and physical and personal here this morning. Joan Rivers, and we talk about this at the Border Crisis Continues Kevin Miller Hot List at 580KIDO.com, but Joan Rivers saying we have the first gay president in Obama, and Michelle is a transgender.
Joan Rivers said that?
Yes.
How does she know?
I don't know. And then she said, now, I'm sure that you, Ray Amaya, and others will agree with this statement that transgenders are, quote unquote, the most beautiful women around.
In spirit, Kevin.
I don't know how that fits the whole definition. I'm just trying to figure it out. But Joan Rivers, I mean, let's face it, and thankfully Joan Rivers is not a conservative, but my goodness gracious. And then, and people that are tuning into the Manly Man say, well, they're going, gosh, this is content? What's this? There was a paper in New York, it wasn't a big one, but it was one of those borough papers, and it was picked up by the Daily News, I believe, that said we have the N-word in the White House. And apparently it was by an activist, so apparently that's okay, but I mean, what the bleep is going on?
I don't know. I was discussing this with somebody over the 4th of July weekend. This isn't the country I grew up in. It is not the country. And in some ways, that's good. There's some good things that have happened. But in a lot of ways, it's bad. And by the way, illegals can get car insurance.
Man.
They can get a driver's license and they can get car insurance.
Well, that's what I was going to say. In North Carolina, Bank of America, I saw it advertised in the paper, actually had a program that, hey, if you're an illegal, we'll get you a mortgage until everybody defaulted. How crazy is that? You can't get a library card if you're not a resident of Boise or Star or Eagle.
Oh, yeah, they put
you
through the grind. What are you trying to do, get a Boise library card? You're from Eagle. What are you doing?
I mean, you can't sit there and be, meh, 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 but you just, I guess we go, we're going to heck in a handbasket. Oh, pass the crumpets. I mean, I think that's some World War II guys riding his tractor on Channel 7. I mean, if this is not the most eclectic Manly Man segment, I don't know what is.
By the way, if you'd like to talk about that guy mowing his lawn, never mow a yard with a small child in the yard.
Yeah.
That's a safety tip from Dave Burnett.
There you have it. Now we even have safety tips during the segment.
It's good. Keep you up to date on that.
So back to all these things we've talked about, what really grabs your attention here? I mean, Joan Rivers saying that about the president and the first lady? Come on, Joan.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Yeah, see, that's, to me, I mean, you're allowed to say what you want. That's part of the deal. But to me, don't waste my time with that. That's not even comedy.
I know, but gee whiz, gee golliker Wilkers, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that going on. We've got the crisis on the border. We have Congressman Labrador on Meet the Press saying, let's not say if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. If it's Sunday, quote unquote, it's another lie from the Obama administration. Ouch.
Hmm.
Yeah, from his home in Eagle.
Yeah.
You know, you're big time when they go to your home.
Yeah, you are. You're on the national shows of going from your home. Never had that happen with me. It's probably a good thing, too. I'm just saying, it's not the country we grew up in.
Well, it's not the country that it was in 2008.
No, it's funny when you think back, and I wish I had the time to go back and research some of the articles talking about when this administration took over, and some people who came out and said, things will be different. I know Glenn Beck was big on pounding that, to see just how different they are 6 years later.
Well, and you think about it, 62% of the population voted in 08. I think it was 57% voted in 2012. And then you think everybody wants Mitt Romney to come back. And he says, I'm not running. Well, okay, I'm glad you're not running. However, at 580KIDO, why would you want to bring back Mitt? He's a nice man, but it didn't work the first time. He didn't get the votes that McCain got in Idaho.
No, it did not work. A leader needs to step forward. Simple as that. Kevin, your traffic now.
All right, coming up next, the latest on the Lois Lerner controversy and Fox News.
Serving Meridian.